Now that autopilot is on, can you confirm what BMS just did? Roger that. Autopilot comes back off, we're going to have to redo the procedure. It'll be a data point. Thanks.
Pilot's off. Jim, can you confirm BMS is back on? Pumps are on.
Go ahead. The center pumps are off their TM. For the block, and we'll get started. 001, we got a clock check, but we're going to wait until we're beyond Glacier, even if it's after 3 minutes before we proceed with the rest of the step. NTM from 001, we're planning on going down to a flap 15 to hold the 150. NTM, we're going to flap 20 to hold the 150. And we'll be holding a speed of VREF 20 minus 5, which is 150. Yeah, and we're getting a nice high pitch whistle from the back somewhere. Okay, roger that. Yeah, as we're passing 16,000, it came on. And our delta P is showing 6.7 when that happens. It's a pretty sweet view of Glacier Peak, by the way. Okay, and right elect demand pump is off. The rest of the initial conditions are complete. Roger that, and again, 30 seconds after from run to cutoff, we'll bring the switch back to run with the start switch and start. You got it. Okay, right fuel switch is cut off and mark.
5, 4, 3, 2, mark.
And back to run. Light off. Pack running.
Open the throttle for operation. It's responding. Coming back to idle for the completion of the warm-up.
Yep, roger that.
Stand by.
Yeah, I was just checking in with Seattle Center.
No worries.
Nope, completely uneventful. Expected messages came up on the ICAST, and an ECO law looked good.
And TM, the one of the steps says to reset the generator control. I don't see a need to do that. It's operating fine.
Go ahead. Okay, roger that. And just so you know, we were also following along in the ECL, and that all appeared to work fine, too.
TM, we're showing good on timing on the right engine. We're coming up on that, starting the cooling on the left.
Okay, clock started for left engine at idle.
And TM, we picked up a nitrogen gen perf status message.
Go ahead. Okay, roger that. Yep, and we've got exactly 1 minute left now. Okay, we just got a chime across the cabin about 15 seconds ago. With the switch off, the seatbelt goes off.
Go ahead. I was just accelerating back out, so I don't think it's going to happen again. When you're ready, we can start the bank, entry. Okay, look at trim. Okay, here we go. Going to the left, about a third. Targeting 30, there's 30. Stable, into the sun. That looks about right. I'll roll back out. These are just handling quality evaluation. Speed is dropping, I'm resetting. I'll make one more turn, normal rate to the right, and then I'll steer stable in the bank. Okay, here we go. Normal rate to the right. I mean, it's very predictable, really benign. There's your stable in the bank. Rolling out. A little bit of a burble as we roll out.
And that was with just past one-third wheel.
Stand by for higher rate. To the left. Stable. There we go. Input 3, 2, 1. Okay, that was just a quick check and then a quick shimmy back. Overshot by about 5 degrees. You definitely feel the tail just flip there. There's stable at 30 in the bank. Do the same input, rolling back to wings level. Ready, mark. Not quite as loose in that recovery. Not as much raise built up. Anyway, there's stable. That. Thank you. stand by for going back with the switch for secondary, or for VMS. Okay, I'm ready for direct load. Mark. Stand by for stable. Okay, look at stable. Or look at trim. See that? I'll be to the right. One third input, ready, ready. Mark. Capture. A little bit abrupt when I captured it. Obviously, you feel the tail kind of wiggle a little bit upon the reversal of the control column. But easy to control and easy to go back to its level. About the same thing, you kind of feel the tail react as the wheel is brought back to neutral, and you kind of feel a little bit of a delay in the flight begin. Then I'm going to go back to the left here for area, so same thing again. Actually, I'll give you a two-thirds here. More abrupt, higher rate turn. Here we go, 3, 2, 1. Stay up with it like that. You can really feel it wiggling in quite a bit. In fact, we're still shaking laterally here, or directionally here, almost to the point where you're almost stirring up an APC. Holding this turn, you've got your stable in the turn. Now I'm going to do the wings level again with an aggressive input. Here we go, 3, 2, 1. That one was a little bit less aggressive on the wings level restoration part because I don't think the rate got a chance to build up, but that initial input is pretty abrupt. You can definitely feel the tail waggle and there's a lot of directional motion. And you can take a stable. Get me ready for us to up mode. Mode and 144, understand for the speed. PM, do you want VMS back on? My choosing would be that it's permanently on because this is really kind of different, difficult to keep remembering.
And confirm config there, TM, for VMS. Actually, I think we're getting maybe probably some valuable data with it on.
TM, I think you might want to confirm that speed you gave us. It looks pretty low. I've got the 144 still a bit low for that. Roger. It may turn out okay, it's just a matter of... Look at that. Okay, TM, take trim. Okay, here we go, normal rate to the right. Here we go. Allowed it to overshoot and restore. Leading edges are coming out. Just because we're so close to the stall, or the shaker, I should say. Well, amber band. Here we go, rolling back. Wings level. I'll try one more turn. With the higher rate off to the left, they're stable here. Ready, mark. That was nice and clean. They're stable in the turn. And I'm going to do another aggressive check back to wings level. Here we go. Yeah, not nearly as much buffet as previously. Here we go, and that's here's your stable. Here. That. B-137.
And check trim. Okay, understand you guys are ready for the turn. Okay, and here comes a normal roll to the, and we'll go to the right. Here we go. With minimal effort to prevent an overshoot, coming back to the left. Okay, and coming back to the left. And that was just a normal correcting speed. And rolling back out. On third wheel, nice predictable, rolling out. Okay, and here comes the two-thirds wheel, and it'll be to the left, and ready, and mark. Okay, pretty, pretty abrupt the, to try and capture third. And here's the two-thirds. Abrupt and not in response to the airplane, but just pretty rapid to get to 30. Okay, and here comes two-thirds back to the right to parallel course. Okay, and just for compensation, leading by about 5 degrees of bank, basically brought the calm to level and nice, predictable, and stable. Got just a bit of a, right here at the top of amber, just got a light rumble throughout the whole tube. Sorry, say again. You bet. And the switch is out, and going direct in 3, 2, 1, mark. There's direct mode, check trim.
Sorry, I had to put in a little bit of rudder like the last time. Copy. That should be good right there. Okay, here we go, and one-third, and I'll be to the right. Nice, smooth, so predictable, and rolling. Well, actually, undershot by about 5. And coming back left. With a resultant push in order to be able to maintain altitude, and here's left. Two-thirds. And definitely a change in just in the sound within the cabin, and
the sound change, I believe, was the air, ADP's pushing out the leading edges, so I think we just got close to stick shaker.
Okay, resetting speed, and you can take stable. Okay. Yeah, one-third wheel feels just fine. The two-thirds, it's pretty remarkable. The resultant nose pitch up, which resulted in a pretty good airspeed drop, even though I was pushing pretty healthily on the column to try and maintain the speed. Copy, so 137 going back normal mode. You got it, and gears coming down. Go ahead. Okay, roger that. Heather is going to go through the steps right now. And in the process, can we go ahead and take trim now? Do you want to wait until VMS is on? Yeah, roger that. Okay, you answered my question.
Trim configuration for Flagstaff. Sure. 3, 2, 1, latch. Backing out, push 8 as aft. Push 5, aft. Push 6, aft. Trim flaps down. Okay, here we go. Confirm configuration. Coming on now. And 8's going back. 5's going back. 6 is going back. Please.
Check trim. Copy. Check trim. Okay, roger that. And coming right first, and here comes one-third wheel.
Boeing Seattle, Boeing 001. We are on our way back in. Should be on the ground in about 15 minutes. TM-001, for your information, box speed for flaps 25 is 138, so we're planning 143 with no additional additive, that's just the toll. Roger that.
Go ahead. Okay, copy, keep it at flaps 25, 5 minutes after landing. Thanks. Airplane's nice, responsive, flaps 25, and pitch. Nice, predictable, and roll as well.